close enough, it's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
The Joe and Alex Show. Good morning, Friday. Oh, you look so good. I can just give you a kiss. You too, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited for you guys to open my presents later.
Oh, by the way, I just want to make sure, in case anybody you can't see, there's like a box of Hershey Kisses.
They're not mine.
No, I'm saying like that's the kind of kiss I was going to give you.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be like sexual harassment. Not on the Friday, please. I got better stuff to do. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for you guys to open all the presents I brought. Did you see my stash?
No, where's it at? Oh my God. That's like a whole room worth of stuff. Wow, okay.
I brought, I think each of you has 3 gifts to open. Liv has 4. So I hope you're prepared. We'll have to be fast so it doesn't take too long.
I love present giving.
It's my favorite thing. So I kind of went all out.
I'm not going to complain. Okay, cool. Speaking of Liv and cool, wearing her snuggy thing our boss got
her.
Is she using the electric blanket I got her, I wonder?
No, so I used the heated blanket yesterday when I was feeling so bad. Did not catch on fire. And it literally, I'm not joking, I feel like it saved my life. Like, I felt so ill yesterday. And my whole body was so sore. And I kind of just used it as a giant heating pad. And it was amazing.
Does it do a decent job? Because the guy in the corner that sold it to me said it keeps things warm. So,
well, he must be right.
Okay, cool. That's good. What's up with you, Pork Chop?
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging, but...
But I'm going to brag.
I signed my lease yesterday, and my apartment is lit.
Awesome.
Yeah! Like, it is so nice. It's a townhouse. It's 2 floors. I don't have a neighbor next to me on my right. I do have one on my left. It's got a brand new washer dryer. It's got a back patio gated area where you could open the gate and go out to a little pond where you could fish in.
Oh, I'm coming over. You got me at fishing. This is the greatest thing ever.
Like, it's so, for once in my life. Like,
you'll have to have us over to do a little housewarming stock the bar party or something.
I'll have to do that before my cat and my dog come because you don't like cats and dogs, right?
Yeah, I don't.
But mine are like really nice. They're scared of people, so they run away.
I don't like the pet hair.
I know, but no, I'm so OCD and like I'm very clean.
Yeah, every single pet owner says that, and guess what? No. Every single pet owner, no. I go to their house, I
Alex,
get fur on my
Alex,
clothes.
Pork Chop, I've seen it. He actually licks his cats just like to groom.
Oh, good.
There's no hair anywhere. Trust me, it's an amazing thing to see and watch.
Coming up in the garbage, we finally know who will be performing with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl, and a huge announcement for this TV host was made last night.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Travis Scott will be joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl halftime show in Atlanta on February 3rd. Jay-Z, who has been very critical of the NFL due to its treatment of Colin Kaepernick and claims to have turned down the league's offer to perform in the past, is apparently trying to convince Travis Scott to not perform with Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl halftime show. Maroon 5 and Travis Scott still have not officially been confirmed to perform by the NFL, although it is believed that they will. Andy Cohen made an exciting announcement on Watch What Happens Live last night.
Tonight, I want you to be the first to know that after many years of careful deliberation, a fair amount of prayers, and the benefit of science, if all goes according to plan, in about 6 weeks' time, I am going to become a father. Thanks to a wonderful surrogate who is carrying my future. Family means everything to me, and having one of my own is something that I have wanted in my heart for my entire life.
I'm going to cry.
It's very exciting.
I love Andy Cohen so much.
Yeah, he's cool. Some of the original Beverly Hills 90210 team may be reuniting soon. CBS Television Studios is shopping another reboot of the 1990s teen soap franchise. Actors Jenny Garth, Tori Spelling, Jason Priestley, Ian Ziering, Brian Austin Green, and Gabrielle Carteris are said to be on board for the new edition, which will be steered by the creators of the previous iteration of the series, CW's 90210. The studio reportedly has early interest from multiple outlets. And Cardi B talked about what she's looking forward to in the new year.
I'm very excited for 2019. Like, I just feel like it's gonna be a reset. 2018 was the good, bad, and the ugly year. Like, a lot of good, but a lot of bad, a lot of ugly, all mixed together.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning. Hey, if you don't already, follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. This is such a cool story. This is out of Chicago. There's a guy, his name is Kevin, and he got woke up in the middle of the night. And if that happened to me, you wake me up in the middle of the night, I'm going to be so mad. Especially because we get up so early.
Yeah.
But this is a great reason to get woken up in the middle of the night. Probably the best reason ever. See, here's the thing. Kevin was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis at birth and suffered an unrelated brain injury back in 2016.
Ooh.
Now, while he continued to fight his cystic fibrosis, he ultimately needed a lung transplant. That's often what happens. His sister, Julie, also, when she was 22, passed away after her fight with CF. And that was in 2015. So a lot has been going on with this family and with Kevin as far as CF. Well, yesterday, Kevin was woken up in the middle of the night to this news.
Kevin.
Get a new lung. No way. No way. Mom, not tonight. No, no, Mom. Stop it.
Yeah. Kevin, they called. You're getting new lungs.
No way. No way.
You're getting new lungs.
No way. Stop it! Stop it, dude!
You're getting new lungs!
No way! Just lie! That's the night.
This morning.
This morning.
This morning.
Yeah.
It's 2:00
in the morning.
No way!
Yeah.
No way. Way! No way!
Way.
Mom, I thought I was really low on the list!
He thought he was really low on the list, which I guess he was, but when it comes down to an actual match, because it's such an important thing, it was able to be the correct one.
I actually kind of know this guy.
How do you know him, Liv?
So my ex-boyfriend that I dated for 2.5 years on and off in college is best friends with that entire family.
No way.
And yeah, and I actually remember when his younger sister died of CF, and I actually reached out to my ex because we weren't dating at the time and like told him that I was sorry and I was praying for him. But yeah, that's his best family friend. So, and I've actually like had met his younger sister who ended up dying of CF in 2015.
How random that we have a connection on the show to this story.
Yeah.
It's insane. But could you imagine like being him? You're probably like, if you have that and you know you need a lung transplant, you're probably thinking you're having a dream, right? When you're getting woken up.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you're like, there's no way this is really like, what? What? This must be a dream.
For sure.
But that is just an incredible story. You got to see his reaction. I'm going to put that video up online at joeandalexshow.com so you can see it. Okay, time for the news that you need to know. It's Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. An Iraq War veteran's growing GoFundMe campaign to help fund President Donald Trump's border wall has already passed $10 million in 4 days. Brian Colfledge, a Purple Heart recipient, started the GoFundMe page this week. His goal is to get everybody to all the people to pay for the wall on the U.S.-Mexico border, and it's already reached, as I said, $10.7 million since Thursday night. The campaign reads the following. If 63 million people who voted for President Trump each pledge $80, we can build the wall. It's become one of the largest ever individual fundraisers for GoFundMe, reaching the top 5 of donations of all time.
Wow. You know, I will say this, not about like whether you disagree or agree with building a wall on the border, but I think for anything like a major government expense, I like the idea because I'm a small government person. I like the idea of American people, if you want something done, we pay for it and like we donate to something like this to get it done. I like that so much better than having the government in control and taking money out of my paychecks. I get to control what I want to contribute to, what I agree with, and what I want to spend money on. I think that's a great idea. Let's do it for everything.
Alex, what's your password?
Why?
Well, I want to see if you have one of like the top bad passwords of 2018.
Oh, I know I don't, because it's probably want like 800 capital letters, 6 lowercase, and okay. then numbers, right? Is that what they want you to do?
Yeah. Well, then maybe Liv, maybe you're on one of these. Let's see
no,
here.
I actually have an automated password that Facebook gave to me like 10 years ago when I forgot my password. You know how they used to give you like an automated one of like random letters and numbers?
You yep. use that?
I use that for everything.
I don't know anyone that uses that.
I know. Isn't it weird? I just you like shouldn't. Put it in one time and I just remembered it.
You should not use it for everything though, because if somebody hacks into one, they'll
get
all.
Well, I switch up the like symbols that I use at the end.
Mine
but, like,
is just
no one's
so
ever
weird.
Gonna guess it.
Yeah, mine is just so weird. It's the bizarre word I made up, so nobody's gonna know it.
It's like the like I love The Office backwards or something. Okay, well, here are the big ones for 2018. 123456 continues to be the most popular worst password. This is according to a digital security company. They're called Splash Data. And the 6 digits held the top spot for 5 years in a row. Password, PASSWORD, remained in the second spot, followed by, ooh, there's a change here. 123456789 was in third place. 123456789 was in third place. Wow, switching it up right there. Remember Kanye West when he was in the Oval Office? He had 000000.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. New additions to the top 25 include 1111111.
No.
Sunshine.
What?
Aww.
Princess. 654321 backwards. And speaking of President Trump, I'm assuming there's a correlation. Donald. Donald.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's why. My sister
weird.
And her roommate's password for their Wi-Fi was apple and oranges.
Do you think that the people that have Donald as a password are all Hillary supporters? They're like, no one would ever guess that this would be mine.
That or they really, really like, you know, like Disney, like Donald Duck.
Maybe it is Donald. Maybe there is a huge amount of people in America that are massive Donald Duck lovers.
Yeah, just like a cult fan club.
Or they like to go pantsless like Donald Duck and that's how they relate to him.
Oh, then I relate to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, check Alex's password. It might be Donald. And this company, Splash Data, estimates 10% of people have used at least one of these terrible passwords that we mentioned, like their top 25. So if you did, you're not alone, but get yourself together. This is scary. You know, baby monitors, they're a great thing. Like back in the day, you had to always run and check on the baby. Now, you got one in your room, in the baby's room. You can usually see it and hear it, what's going on.
Yeah.
Imagine if this happened. It comes right out of a movie. A family in Texas said someone hacked into their Nest baby monitor and threatened to kidnap their baby.
This stuff freaks me out.
What?
I'm telling you, all these freaking devices, man, people spy on you.
Man, I'm going to go live in the woods and not have any power and poop in a hole. Yeah.
That's crazy.
The family heard a voice coming from the wireless monitor right next to their bed. The monitor transmits sound coming from their 4-month-old room upstairs. After saying some kind of sexually explicit stuff, the person then said, I'm going to kidnap your baby. I'm in your baby's room.
Yeah, I'm out.
They immediately ran to the baby's room and didn't find anyone. Thankfully, the parents realized that someone must have hacked into the system or into the monitor. They called the cops, and they're now investigating the incident.
It's probably some 14-year-old boy that thinks
that's
it's funny.
So scary.
Playing Fortnite in the background. And finally, this is sad, but it's kind of like, how crazy is this story that this is what they were doing because of the movie? Cops in Muncie, Indiana, got an anonymous tip on Tuesday about a 7-year-old boy and 4-year-old boy who were at home alone by themselves, and when the cops got there, they found the two boys home alone watching the movie
Home Alone.
No way.
Yep, they've been alone for about 6 hours at that point. Their 25-year-old mom, Taylor, was at work. She said she couldn't find a babysitter.
Okay.
She was arrested for neglect of a dependent.
Not okay.
What is okay? Because I think I was like 8 or 9 and I started watching Me and My Brother.
Yeah, wait, how old were these people?
The kiddos were 7 and 4. That's
way too young.
That's definitely young, but that's what I'm wondering. When is okay? Because I swear I was like 8 or 9.
I would say 11 or 12.
I would say 9 or 10.
I guess I just really was mature
for my
age.
9 or 10 if you're not taking care of like anyone else that's super young. Like if you're 9 and you have an 8-year-old brother, like I think that may be okay. But I was 9 or 10 and I feel like I was left home alone.
That just sounds dangerous.
By myself. Yeah, it sounds dangerous that I'm home alone now.
You're 20-something now and it sounds dangerous. That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it all out at joeandalexshow.com.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
So this happened yesterday, and I don't think I've been having an experience like this in a long time. An old lady comes out of her house Or maybe she was like near, I don't know. I was like a couple houses down when I hear her yelling at me, "Hey, you come back here!" And it wasn't like, "Excuse me, mister." It was just this old, batty, crazy lady yelling at me. She's standing next to her garbage can. I'm like, "What? What do you want? What's your problem?" That's what I'm thinking. I'm a nice guy. I'm like, "Okay, I'll come back over there. Hang on. I got my two dogs, Benny and Paddington. I'm walking them along the road." And she's like, "Excuse me, did you put the dog poop in my garbage can?"
Oh.
She was mad at me for taking my dog doo-doo bags. You know, I'm a nice person. I actually do my job and clean up after my dogs go to the bathroom. So I scoop it up, tie it up nice and tight so nothing's getting anywhere, and I put it into the garbage can that was out of the curb.
Well, you put it in a random person's garbage can.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't at home. I was walking down the block. I was not near my place. So I was trying to get my dogs walking for the day, so I took them out, and sometimes they got to go to the bathroom, and she's yelling at me like a mad lady, like, "Oh, what, you want me to take this with me now?" It's like, it's a garbage can. Garbage goes in there, right?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
That is not illegal.
Yeah, yeah. I think it is. You can't throw stuff away in other people's trash. Yeah.
Yes, you can. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You guys, first of all, I don't think you're correct about the illegal part. And second, even if it was, who would come up with that rule? It's a dog doo-doo bag. You can put it in my garbage can. I don't mind one bit.
Joe, it is illegal. Like, you're not even supposed to open another person's trash can. You're not supposed to go through it. I know you weren't going through it, but you still open it and put something in. And also, some people pay for their garbage by the weight, so now adding in something extra adds in weight, so technically you owe her like a couple pennies or something.
And you have two dogs.
Their doo-doo is not that big, okay? Let me throw that out there.
According to the internet, it says it is illegal to put garbage or litter in someone else's garbage or trash can receptacle without the owner's permission.
But it's not garbage. It's a dog poop bag.
That is garbage.
That's grosser than garbage.
No, it's not. 833-JOE-ALEX. You guys, seriously, I think I'm the only one that loves animals on this show. 833-563-2539. So, Alex, I'm walking by your place. You have a garbage can outside your home. What are your thoughts? What are you going to be saying to me?
Yeah, no, because, you know, people are picky about how they dispose of their trash. Like, I know I always grew up, my mom wouldn't let us put drinks and food, like, in a trash bag without dumping it all out first.
Oh, of course. You're going to have leakage. It's messy.
Right. So, like, but if you're just throwing your dog's crap in there, that can get messy in there, too.
No, it can't, because you tie it, like, it's a bag and you tie it.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just, like, shocked that you're, like, flabbergasted that she was upset. Like, of course you would be. It's illegal.
Let's talk to Hillary. I guess you work for a trash company?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. You're the expert on this, then. What do you say?
Well, they're right. It definitely is illegal, Joe. You can have, like, a $500 fine for that.
$500? You're telling me I had $1,000 worth of dog doo-doo yesterday.
Yeah, that's on their property. It's technically theirs, and it's called illegal dumping. It's the real law.
Ooh.
So, okay, so then listen. I should just leave the dog poop where it's at, then?
I mean, you just carry it with you. It's not that big of a deal. Plug your nose, Joe. Man up.
No, it's not that. Hey, whoa, Hillary.
Yeah, man up.
Don't question my testosterone levels, okay? I don't know. I don't like carrying hot, warm doo-doo around with me. That's just me. But it's really illegal. Why? It's even for dog doo-doo?
Yeah, even for dog doo-doo. I mean, you think about it, like an apartment complex, people will go there and they'll just throw their old stuff and it overflows and then the company has to pay the overage.
But
that's personal containers, it's not as big. But,
well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I totally get what you're saying, Hillary. I'm not dumping, like, a mattress. I'm doing, like, I assume, couple of ounces of, like, dog stuff. I get... Yeah. Wow, that blows my mind.
Hillary, hang on for a second, because producer Porkchop is going to talk to you real quick.
All right, hang on. Now let's talk to Eric. Hey, Eric, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What's going on?
Not much. What's going on this morning?
I'm just trying to figure out why everybody's being so crazy here about such a simple thing.
We're not.
Yes, you are. And so is that lady yelling at me.
I'm a law-abiding citizen, so.
Says the girl that has not updated her registration on her car, and she's 3 months late.
You're pretty right about that.
Thanks about that. Eric, what'd you want to say?
Nothing. Just once you actually put your trash can on the curb, you lose all right to privacy to that trash can, so people can actually go through your trash, and you could actually put something in there if you need to prevent from being littering.
Thank you, Eric. That's what I thought.
Eric, how can we know you're credible? Like, how do you know this? How can we trust you?
Yeah.
I'm a law enforcement officer, but I'm not advising which police department. How about that?
Ooh.
There you go. You want to talk back to Eric? He'll tase you through the phone. Go ahead. Deploy the taser, Eric. Hey, thank you, man, for serving protecting, and thanks for being on my side. I appreciate it, you know, because that obviously means I'm right.
Have a good weekend, Joe.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and you'll join me in court if this lady sues.
That's right.
All right, hey, you too. Merry Christmas. All right, well, I didn't realize that I was breaking the law yesterday. I'm still going to continue to do it. I really dare somebody to try to sue me for that. Like, you have got to be the pettiest of pettiest people if you're going to sue me for a couple of dog bags.
I don't know. I feel like I know some people who would do that. Like, my parents have some neighbors that would for sure do that.
Well, good thing I don't live in that community, because I would be moving out immediately.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Some people are saying that this is okay to do. I, without even telling Alex, know her answer, and it'll be, oh my God, that's cheating. I want to see if it's okay to do this kind of around the holiday season. Like, if, for example, if your boyfriend the Egyptian did this, would you give him a pass? Would you say, we're done, you just cheated on me? I'll tell you what it is coming up after Travis Scott. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and you can join in this conversation a couple of ways. On social media, follow us. It's Twitter and Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show. Also, we got our Radio Now Facebook page. You can go to the station and do that. Or call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And let us know if you think that this is cheating or not. Definitely kind of a seasonal question. According to a new survey, 12% of men and 10% of women say it's not cheating to kiss someone under the mistletoe.
Are you joking me? If that was the excuse my boyfriend gave me, I'd slap him.
But if you kissed him in any other situation, it would be. I mean,
it's all cheating, all of it. Well, you don't kiss somebody else you're not with. I don't care if it's mistletoe or midnight or New Year's.
God, what a Grinch you are, seriously.
I can't.
It's Christmas time,
I don't
time,
like arguing
Alex.
For the sake of arguing. That's just ridiculous.
I don't know, but you think everything's cheating, though. Like, you were like,
it is, that is cheating.
Prudy.
That's not prudy. I'm not, my boyfriend is not going to be
why
picking
are we
off
yelling? Why are we yelling?
He's not going to be picking off a hangnail on some other chick or kissing her. Nothing.
So, if it was like at a party that I was at, like a Christmas party with like family and friends, like people you're close to, then yeah, I don't think it's a problem.
No, what is wrong with you two?
What do you mean, what's wrong
with
us?
It's not like they're Frenching. It's not like they've got, like, tongues down each other's throats.
So if your
and
boyfriend...
And even if they do, it's
no,
mistletoe.
No, I don't know about that.
So
I
let's
don't
say,
want Frenching anyone.
Let's say mistletoe or New Year's Eve, it's midnight. You couldn't be there. Jewel Daddy's standing next to a chick. What is the difference? But those are two holiday traditions.
We're talking about New Year's. We're talking about mistletoe. And I would, if... So me and Jewel Daddy, my boyfriend, are not spending the holidays together. So if it's at one of his Christmas parties and I'm not there because I'm with my family and it's Christmas Day and he kisses like a family friend or whatever that like their families are close to because they're under the mistletoe, I'm not going to care. I would like him to tell me. It better not be anything more than just a peck.
I'm not,
if
no
it's
pecks.
Anything more than a peck, then I'm out.
Now, you're talking like cheek side, or what if it's like lip on lip?
So cheek would not care. Lip on lip, if it's under the mistletoe and everyone's like, oh, you gotta do it.
You gotta do it, mistletoe.
Then, like, I don't care.
833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539.
There's literally no difference between, they're both holiday tradition kisses. You kiss at midnight, you kiss when you're under mistletoe. They're the exact same thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're saying one's okay, how you can't say the other one's okay.
I'm going to be with my boyfriend on New Year's Eve, and if the choice is me or some stranger, then obviously he better be kissing me.
I can't believe you're getting so hung up on this, Alex. It's just like one kiss. It's not like, hey, you can hook up with the person. It's a kiss.
Okay. Well, I'd love to hear your all's reaction if your significant other came to you with that excuse and they had done that.
No, I would. If my wife, Lindsay, kissed a guy under a mistletoe, I'd be like, okay. I mean, like, I trust my wife. Like, it sounds like an insecurity to me if somebody has a problem with it.
Well, it's just like a fun and goofy tradition.
Yeah,
no,
like, have fun with it.
No, it's not. It's romantic.
No, it's not.
You're
making it way too sexual. It's just a kiss.
It's not romantic.
It's not like, hey, we have to make out or we have to hook up under the mistletoe. It's a kiss.
Yeah, I'm not. No, if my boyfriend kisses somebody else under the mistletoe, he's going to have to enter witness protection. I'm not playing any of these games. Oh, it was mistletoe. Oh, it's just a... Then
what?
You get into all this other crap.
I mean, if I'm... I don't know.
Amber,
just feel like you're making it more complicated.
Amber, please tell us what you think about this. Is it cheating if you kiss somebody under the mistletoe?
No, it's a holiday. Just have fun. Who cares? By the end of the night, you know who you're going home with, so who
exactly.
Cares?
Got the Grinch over here.
I know.
Why do you want to take all the fun out of Christmas,
Why
Alex?
Why are you taking the Christmas spirit away,
Why do you want to take the
Alex?
Kiss out of Christmas?
You guys are so annoying.
Why do you want to take the kiss out of
99%
Christmas?
99% of people agree with me.
No, they You're, don't.
You literally just made up that stat on top of your head.
Yeah, they do. I know they do. Because people are usually, you know, unless they highly disagree, then they don't call.
Right. Sure, that's what it is.
It is what it is. People are more likely to complain when they're upset than they are to say something nice.
Amy, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good morning.
Morning.
What do you think about this? Is it cheating if you kiss somebody under the mistletoe?
That is completely cheating. That's so wrong.
Thank you.
You're giving your attention, even if it's a mistletoe or whatever it is, to someone else when it should be for one and one.
So this makes so much sense.
They should not, your significant other should not have attention for anyone else. So if you guys are at a family Christmas party, he just needs to sit down and be staring at you and only talking to you. He can't give any attention to any of his cousins, any of his family friends.
Talking is
known.
Different.
Like, what about
Talking's
that?
Fine. I'm talking about kissing someone else. That's just
my
wrong.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. What, Amy? You don't kiss your cousins?
No, I don't.
Well, so is it different for you if the tradition with mistletoe was a boob honk? If the tradition was
that's
you
totally
go...
That's totally different.
That's sexual harassment.
No, yeah. What I'm saying is no, the tradition... Is. Okay, exactly. So kissing somebody randomly, it could also constitute sexual harassment. So what I'm saying is if the tradition was different, let's say it was a boob honk, then would you guys still say, oh, it's a Christmas tradition, it's fun, it's the part of Christmas?
That's so inappropriate.
See,
that's just so different.
Yeah, you're doing apples and oranges.
You cannot compare...
It's all inappropriate, exactly.
So on a first date, did you let the Egyptian kiss you, give you one peck?
Yes.
Did you let him honk your boob?
Yes.
Like, that's so different.
She did. She's like, you better honk these.
Well, I let Joel Daddy kiss me. I let Joel Daddy kiss me on our first date, but I did not let him go anywhere near my boobs.
Why not?
Because I thought it was inappropriate.
That's a first date tradition.
We almost got into a traffic accident. What was he supposed to do?
Yeah, I know. Well, I gotta honk something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next in the garbage, did we get two surprise albums from Beyonce last night? Listen to my man voice. Also, why this rapper says he wasn't really a pot smoker in high school and the most binge watch shows on Netflix this year.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Beyonce has not released two new albums. The Beehive rejoiced and despaired last night when a pair of new records, supposedly by the singer, turned out to be fakes. Excitement grew when two new projects by a Queen Carter suddenly appeared on both Apple Music and Spotify. One was titled Back Up, Rewind, and the other was Have Your Way. However, in all the excitement, people started to notice that all of the tracks were old B-sides or previously recorded songs, and others questioned why Beyonce would release new music on Apple and Spotify. Of course, those are rivals to Tidal, which is her husband Jay-Z's streaming service.
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't
about
have made,
that
yeah,
one.
That wouldn't have made sense. The albums were taken down just hours after they appeared. Beyonce, though, wasn't the only artist to suffer a fake album leak last night. Hours beforehand, SZA had almost the exact same thing happen.
Oh, how'd The Rock do?
The Rock?
Yeah, paper.
Okay.
Get it, rock, paper, scissors. Come on.
Dad jokes.
Damn it, I am funny this morning.
In the lead up to Super Bowl 53, which is going down in Atlanta, the three-night Bud Light Super Bowl Music Fest will take place at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, too. Aerosmith, Ludacris, and Bruno Mars are some of the festival's performers. Looks like Luda, Migos, Lil Yachty, Lil Baby, Metro Boomin, and Lil Jon are going to be there on the first day. Aerosmith will be there with Post Malone scheduled to join them for a set. That's going to be cool.
That'll be cool.
I think that's neat. Now, see, why didn't we have both of them for the Super Bowl?
I don't know. I would have loved that.
Yeah. Post Malone has had a lot of hits. Aerosmith has a lot of hits. You got both demographics, your older people, your younger people. That's a genius set. Why didn't that not happen? Also, Super Bowl Music Fest is going to wrap up with Bruno Mars and Cardi B. So that is going to be a great lineup.
The music at the actual Super Bowl Fest sounds better than the lineup for the halftime show.
Yeah. If you missed the earlier garbage, I announced that it looks like Travis Scott, by the way, is going to be the one that is performing with Maroon 5. We found that out. And Travis Scott also talked about how he was not one of the kids who smoked weed in high school.
First time I smoked was, I think, like my senior year in high school. I didn't like weed in high school. Smoking weed in high school was like... Dummies. Like, I used to smoke weed in high school. All my homies was about, like, school, and so it was, like, smelling like weed in high school was kind of, like, lame. You know what I'm saying? Just stink.
See, I don't smoke weed. Nothing against it. I think it should be legal. But,
I hate how it smells.
But I love the smell of marijuana. I don't know why. I like it. Really?
It's nasty to me.
But I also like the smell of a skunk, and I like...
Ew.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to judge your nose this morning.
Yuck. Friends was the most binge-watched television show of 2018 thanks to the full run being on Netflix. Number two on TV Time's ranking was ABC's long-running primetime drama Grey's Anatomy, whose past seasons are also on Netflix. That was followed by the controversial teen suicide show 13 Reasons Why and the CW's Riverdale. Those first two seasons are on Netflix now. And it looks like TV Time, who did this survey, defines a binge session as one in which a user watches at least four episodes of a show within a 24-hour period.
Yeah, that's a lot. Are you still watching? Yes, I am.
Coming up in less than an hour in the next Garbage, is Pete Davidson going to stay on SNL or not?
For more Garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
I guarantee your Christmas is not going to be as weird as Bento's. Bento's family has Christmas Eve dinner with ghosts. Yeah, ghosts. And that's not even like half of it. Wait till you hear about this. Freak Show Friday's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Freak Show Friday is, well, kind of a perfect fit for the show because we are all a little freaky in some way. You can be on Freak Show Friday, share what you got going on. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. That's our social media. Just follow at Joe and Alex Show and send us a DM. And, well, that's what Bento did. Hey, Bento, you're on the Joe and Alex Show for Freak Show Friday.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not too bad. Just what do you got going on for Freak Show Friday?
All right. So I know this is sound weird, but my family has dinner with ghosts for Christmas.
With ghosts?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Like dead ghosts. People?
Like ghosts, like spirits who have passed on.
Please explain.
So I'm Portuguese. My family's Portuguese, but I don't really speak it. My family does. Now, on Christmas Eve, Portuguese families, like, they have this special dinner. It's known as the Night of the Consuada. And basically, it means, like, it's a smaller meal that you have at the end of fasting for Catholics with Advent. And
okay.
So this dinner, it's like, custom for the family to reserve places at the dinner table for, you know, even relatives who have passed away. So we do it every year. We have it all set up with fancy china. My mom whips out the plates with the gold rim and the glasses. And, you know, the Portuguese placemats from Lisbon. And everything, even for the empty seats. So we light a candle to, you know, comfort and warm their souls. But we eat a lot of seafood dishes like octopus and cod, like bacalhau, you know. And so there's all these pastry puffs that mom makes, a little French toast dessert type of thing. We put food on the plates for the spirits too and give them hope of doing well in the future.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds, you guys, you probably think this sounds crazy, but I know.
Well, it's different. I mean,
can I throw this out? And I don't mean to offend anybody. To me, like, I'm kind of picturing the movie Coco.
That is exactly what I was thinking too, but that would be Spanish.
Good. Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm the most basic of basic, but I guess that's what I'm picturing in a rough idea, Bento. I'm sure it's not the exact same thing, but
yeah,
I guess I see
like
what you're saying.
Commemoration, you know, of your loved ones who've passed. And so, well, like I said, not all Portuguese families do this, but my family, they go around and tell something to each family member ghost, and we pause to see if we can feel them tell us anything that they want us to hear. And on my dad's side, my aunt and uncle, they just lost their, well, not just, they lost their daughter who was in a car accident before I was even born. And she was 19 when she died. And last year, when we went around the table and got to her seat, I don't know, I really felt something, and I really felt like she was listening to me and she was communicating with me. I know it sounds crazy, but I didn't audibly hear anything, but it was something I felt. Like,
what did you feel?
In my heart. And ever since then, I kind of started dating her. I know it's a little freaky. I know it's freaky because she's my cousin, but she's
what do you mean?
Alive.
It's freaky because she's your cousin. It's not only because she's your cousin, she's your freaking ghost cousin.
She technically is alive, which makes it less weird in my opinion. But if she was actually here, I wouldn't be dating her. But she didn't. I don't know. Since she's not, I feel like the same rules don't apply.
Bento, I guess if we're gonna, you know, I'm trying to buy in here. How far along has the relationship progressed? Like, are you holding hands? Have you went to second base?
No, it's like we don't really. I don't know. It's not like that. It's like on a different level, and She's super pretty too, and has long, straight dark hair and chubby cheeks. I even call her my little bunny ballerina. But
wow.
I don't know. Ghosts are sexy. They give you chills and goosebumps. I don't know.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I cannot even believe this is my favorite thing of all time. This
is wild. I can't believe I said it out loud.
I know. Me neither. But I'm so glad you did, Bento. I'm so glad you did. So your family, do they know that you are dating your ghost cousin then?
Oh no.
They would never approve of such a thing.
No, they would. They would think I'm crazy.
Wow. So are you going to make sure that you sit next to her at the table?
Well, this year.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is an interesting Freak Show Friday.
Producer Porkchop, you look like you've got some questions.
Well, I mean, I had a question for him earlier. I was going to, when he was talking about the family dinner, I was going to say, now, Bento, I understand your family, you know, might do this dinner thing with the ghost, but I was going to ask you personally if you really believe in it. But, I mean, if you're dating your cousin now, obviously you believe in it. But you know what? Real quick. So I have a bunch of friends that are Portuguese and Brazilian. You know, Brazilian people speak Portuguese.
Oh, really?
So I know you said you don't really speak Portuguese, but I know one of the most popular Portuguese and Brazilian songs, and I'm actually going to sing it to you real quick, and I want you to translate it for me to see if you're actually Portuguese or not.
Why would he be lying about that? Out of all the things alive, he's got a ghost cousin.
I don't. This is so far-fetched to me, so here it goes. Beijo na boca, é coisa do passado, amor da agora é, neramo na pelado. All right, what's that mean?
Well, that sounded really Brazilian Portuguese, by the way, but it means kissing in the mouth is a thing of the past, but what we like to do now is...
Well, don't say the last word, like a kind of, you know...
Wait, what would you say, Portuguese?
Well, I mean, the word I said
no,
is okay,
let him say
but,
it. What
but
is
in
it?
English translation...
No, give us the English translation.
Like a flipping pancakes, maybe?
It says what we like to do, what we like to know is... What we like to do now is to make out butt naked.
There you go. Okay, that's safe. Good job.
Okay. First of all,
not bad on your pronunciation, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Obrigado.
Why are you listening to that song?
Because I said I had a bunch of friends, and that was like the cool
that
jam.
You make out with them when you're butt naked?
Dude, actually, do you need to look it up? It's really cool.
I feel like I don't know if we have anyone that is Portuguese that listens to us, but I want to know if this is something. He said not all Portuguese families do this Christmas dinner with the ghost thing. I want to know if your family does that or if you've heard of it, one. And two, or if you're not Portuguese, what is your weird family tradition? Because, I mean, we could talk all day to Bento about his freaking ghost cousin he's in a relationship with, but we don't even have the time.
What poor chap? I think I found it. What's the name of the song?
It's like by Fracao 2000, and it's Beijo na Boca.
Okay, I think I spelled it right. Tell me if this is what you're talking about. I'll play this right here. Is this it?
Yeah,
let's
it.
Get naked and sit in a circle.
Well, I guess this works and applies for your ghost cousin.
Here, for your cousin, Bento.
You guys are crazy.
You want to make it sound better?
Call us 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-JOE-ALEX. What is your weird Christmas family tradition? And if you're Portuguese, have you heard about what Bento's family does for Christmas?
Agora quero ver você beijar.
So weird.
Hey, Bento, thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, anytime.
All right. Bye. We'll talk to you next on Freak Show Friday.
Pelado. Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. Call right now. 1-833-563-2539.
Well, if you're just tuning in, it is Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show. And Bento, who's Portuguese, shared a little of what his family does. And I thought it was very interesting. They celebrate the dead, the ones that are passed on. And kind of reminds me of the movie Coco, you know,
yes.
where they have food out there and different things to remember people that are on the other side around the holiday. And then he told us also kind of interesting that he is now dating his cousin who's passed on. So good for them. Love never dies. You can let us know if you've got any weird family traditions or kind of strange, you know, different. 833-JOE-ALEX. We'd love to hear them. 833-563-2539. Also, you can hit us up on social media. Liv the Web Girl will get to it at Joe and Alex Show.
Jared said you should ask Bento if on their first date he gave a honk to her boobies. But
wow.
Get it? Like
boobie.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I get that. I respect that.
And then Jessica said, that's called an imaginary friend. And then Eric said, I don't think it's too different from Mexicans and Dia de los Muertos, which I don't know what that is.
I hope he didn't swear.
I bet that's the Coco thing that we're talking about, but we don't know because we're not Spanish-speaking people.
I barely speak English, to be fair. Just want to throw it out there. Not my strongest quality. Aaron, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and what do you got going on with this? What do you think?
So when I was in college, one of my old neighbors next to my dorm room, she was Portuguese, and we were talking about what we were doing for Christmas, and she just happened to say, like, that she was going to be honoring spirits and ghosts.
Dude.
And I don't know exactly what they were doing, but I was just like, okay, that's cool. And I just kept going.
What's wrong with that? You guys are getting all freaked out. I mean, I think that's kind of interesting.
I love it.
She was a different person.
Why am I not
very
Portuguese?
Unique.
Ooh, she
very
was?
Very unique person. She was just a very unique person. She liked to kind of pop into our room randomly and... You just never knew when she was going to show up, so she kind of just freaked us out a little bit.
Oh my God.
I think that was unique for her, not the Portuguese culture.
Yeah, but we got Bento for Freak Show Friday saying that he's doing it. Not only do they bring up the dead at Christmas dinner and talk to them and go around the table, he's dating one of them.
Yeah, I think it's a little interesting that he's dating, but for me, I think the whole idea of celebrating your ancestors is really, really important.
I think it's cool.
Interesting how they do it. I think it's a little weird that he thinks he's dating her.
Now, Aaron, when she used to bust in sometimes and be like, hey, what's up? What are you guys doing? Does she ever have any music with her like this?
No.
You like it though, right? It's a bop.
Pelado. Beijo na boca é coisa do passado. Amor da agora é.
Thank you, Aaron.
Nera mona pelado.
Thank you.
Se não te amo, alô.
Hey, hey.
Sou pouco, vai você até o chão.
Make out with your cousin, even when she's a ghost.
We're going to wake up tomorrow and this song is going to be number one on iTunes, and we're going to be responsible.
Yeah, they're waking up right now. Oh my gosh, our song's playing on the radio.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, man, don't stop. I love that right there. Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, one of the best Christmas movies of all time has a lot of booby traps in it. I think you know what movie I'm talking about, but if not, I will fill you in next. But could you survive those booby traps in this Christmas movie?
Somehow on this show, we've talked about boobies a lot, and that doesn't usually happen, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I'm all about it. It's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Good morning to you. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, there's a lot of options out there. I mean, I don't want you to go looking for them, but if you listen to us at all or you check out our podcast later on, we really appreciate that.
Yeah.
There's so much out there, so thank you so much.
We got a tweet yesterday of a listener who said, my cat, Loki, won't stop meowing unless I put on the Joe and Alex Show podcast, because it was later in the day after our show was over,
good
so they can go back and listen. And I was like, yes, same Loki. Have a meowy Christmas. So yeah, you can follow us, subscribe to us on anywhere you get your podcast, Google Play, Spotify, Apple Music. Please do that and give us 5 stars because that helps us out.
Yeah, people see that. And that way we don't get, you know, kicked out into the streets.
Go back and binge some shows while you're doing your holiday travels in the next couple weeks.
Okay, now, anybody like the movie Home Alone? One of the top, I think,
in my opinion,
Christmas movies. Is it possible to survive the booby traps that Kevin McAllister sets up in Home Alone? Well, somebody on YouTube wanted to find out. Actually, a YouTube star, his name's Vsauce3. He decided to put it to the test, and he did this giant video. It's like 10 minutes long, compiling of what would happen to the physical body of a human if they actually went through those booby traps.
Ooh, I've always wanted to know this, because you're getting like electrified, burnt.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all those different things.
Nails.
Yeah, I actually went through. Tell me which one you guys think would be the most painful. I went and looked up. I think there's like 14 things he does in the movie. Feathers to the face. Doesn't sound that bad. Toy cars and trucks on the floor, like where the guys slip and fall down the stairs.
Ugh.
A cord running across the hallway. Still not that bad. Like, you trip on it. Ow, that hurts. Putting a tarantula on somebody's face.
Nope.
No. rather get hit in the junk. Speaking of that, there's actually one where you shoot somebody in the junk with a BB gun through the doggy door.
Ooh.
A blowtorch to the head, that would kind of hurt.
Yeah, for sure.
Getting burnt of any kind. Same thing when he puts the little heater on the doorknob.
Yes.
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, and then what about the iron to the face?
Yes, yes. Now, there's some ones where you actually could get hurt really bad here. And this is what he tested. Using science, he found out that if you were hit in the face by the paint cans, it gets swung down from the second, like a floor. That would actually be really bad. You'd suffer a fractured skull and get knocked out, but you'd likely survive. You may not be the same afterwards, but you'd survive. The spider thing, you'd be okay if it crawled in your face, but if your friend hit you with a crowbar, you'd likely die.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that makes sense, taking a metal pipe to the face.
I always wondered watching that how these people were still alive.
Yeah, when they did it on the dummy, the crowbar fractured several ribs and punctured a lung and the heart. So... Ooh. Something to think about. I think the most painful one that I remember from the movie Home Alone is something similar that I did, and that is putting tar on the stairs and, you know, stepping on a nail. Now, I didn't do that exact thing, but I remember when I was younger, and I think I've shared this story before, but maybe you didn't hear it.
I hate it.
I was at my babysitter's, and she had, like, a bunch of land, and I was just walking around like, oh, look, there's some boards, and there's a nail. And I don't know why, because I'm a pretty smart person. It doesn't sound like it. But I was like, I bet I can knock that nail out with my boot. So I stomped on the nail.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because this literally makes me cringe. I can't even tell you. I hate it.
Because it was like a 2 or 3 inch nail. So the board was stuck to my foot.
Oh.
God, stop. Ugh. Seriously gives me chills.
I literally have goosebumps from head to toe.
Do you have a scar?
No, I don't, actually.
Take your shoe off and stick your foot in Porkchop's face and let him see.
Yeah.
Look at it. What do you think? What do you think?
Inspect it.
There's still a hole in the shoe.
12 Dots of Christmas is what we're doing now on the Joe and Alex Show. Sing along. 12 Dots of Christmas, that's what we do. Hooking you up with a prize. Alex really likes it and she wants to keep it, but we've gotta give it to you, yeah. That song sucks, sorry. Heather, what'd you think of my song? Heather.
Yeah?
What'd you think of my jam?
It was great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, right. She wants to win.
Yeah, I get that. Hey, I don't mind people appeasing me for prizes. Listen, we do want to hook you up. We've been doing our 12 Dots of Christmas with an Amazon Echo Dot, which is a really cool prize. All you got to do to win that today is do a little something we call the Name 5 and 10 game. That's where we give you 10 seconds, the clock counts down, and you got to give us 5 things in that particular category. For example, live.
Yeah.
Name 5 fast food items.
A chalupa, a Big Mac, a Frosty, a fry, a burger.
Wow. I honestly can't believe that she got that, because if you don't know, Liv is like a health nut, and I feel like she never goes and gets fast food.
Hey, I'm just that good.
Where do you get chalupas? Taco Bell?
Yeah. My sister always used to get them when I would drive her home from the bars when I was younger.
Wow, lots to talk about there. Okay. Well, hey, Heather, we don't care if you go to the bar or not. We don't care what food you like. We just care that you win this Amazon Echo Dot. So we're going to do the Name 5 and 10 game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Once I complete the question, your time starts. Heather, all you got to do is name 5 Christmas songs. Go.
Jingle Bells. Jingle Bell Rock. Up on the Housetop. Silent Night. Santa Baby, and
that was 5.
Was that? Oh, that's 5.
I think she got it right.
Yeah.
Now my only question was: there was Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock. There was no, I know that.
There
no.
was Silent Night, Up on the Rooftop.
Now, what's Up on the Rooftop? Is that an actual
up
song?
Up on the Rooftop.
Reindeer Falls.
Yeah.
You're going to have to sing it more, otherwise I don't know if we can give it to you.
Oh, you mean to sing it?
Of course.
Up on the Housetop, Reindeer Falls. Down comes good old Santa Claus.
Aww.
That's all I got.
I love that song. I've forgotten about that song.
I was going to say, it's an old throwback there.
I have a 5-year-old, so I know it all.
All right. Well, hey, Heather, congratulations. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with your 5-year-old talking to Alexa, but we're just hooking you up right now with an Amazon Echo Dot. Way to go.
Woo! Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, you have a Merry Christmas. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Alex is going to make fun of me, but I think this might be one of the best things we've done in 2018. I'll explain next. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. I want to know, what's the best present for Christmas that you ever received? In your opinion, it could be your favorite, whatever it is. Mine is the coolest still to this day, and I remember it. I think I was 8 or 9 years old. I think it was a Fisher-Price thing, but it was a pool table. It also had air hockey on it, and it had ping pong.
Oh, wow.
This was like the coolest gaming set for any kid. I still honestly wish I had like an adult version of that. Coolest Christmas present I ever got. What about you, Alex?
Well, I would like to say the Barbie Jeep, but I never got it.
Wait, why did you not get the Barbie Jeep?
Don't know. Ask my parents.
Ooh, this is awkward.
Because that's what I always wanted was a Barbie Jeep, but I never got that. I mean, I just remember one specific Christmas where I got like everything that was on my wish list, which I was like 6 years old, and the reason why I got everything was because it was like dirt cheap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. Liv the Web Girl, what about you? Do you have a good Christmas present that was your favorite?
Okay, so I got an electric scooter. When I was in 4th grade, it was red with like a seat and even had like a thing on the back to put toys in.
Dope.
It was amazing. And I rode that thing insanely. And I remember getting it and being like, holy crap, this is the best Christmas ever. And still to this day, like I would want one right now, honestly.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You know, everybody talks now about like these scooters like Bird and Lime. But like back in the day, I think it's like a scooter is what I'd call it. But it was just like 2 wheels, like a stand. But you would just like have 1 foot on and pedal with your feet.
Yeah, those were the Razor scooters. Those were lit too.
No. Even before the Razor, they're big ones. I know what you're saying, Razor scooter. Razor scooter, I thought I'd get killed. I can't think of what they are because I'm about 10 years older than you. So, but it's the same idea, but it's like a big one.
Did it look like
a razor scooter?
Almost like a skateboard.
It was like a skateboard with just like a pole sticking out of it.
Kind
of,
yeah.
I kind
of
remember
that. It was so cool. Honestly, even now as a big fatty, I would love to have one of those. Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's the best present you got for Christmas?
Oh, my God. It was like a Barbie house or a Barbie cabin, but it made hot cocoa.
What?
Cool.
Oh my God, it was so awesome. And then like my mom has tons of brothers and sisters, and one sister in particular has 10 kids, and all of them were like in awe of it.
I was going to say, you probably run out of hot cocoa pretty darn quick.
I was so popular that year.
Yeah, you could do like a hot cocoa stand instead of a lemonade stand.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that kind of stuff. But we did hang out with the family.
You know what I always wanted? And thank you for the call, Alice. I always wanted an easy bake oven. I thought that was so cool. And I know everybody says, like, well, that's a girl toy.
I always wanted one. I just came across of the signs that you were gay before you knew it in the early 2000s. It was like a BuzzFeed article or something. And on there it said you secretly wanted an easy bake oven.
Well, I think for Joe, I think it's more focused around the food than cooking.
That might be what it is. Hey, Emira, what's going on?
Hey, so the best Christmas present that I've ever received was a GameCube. Me and my sister actually got one at the same time at Christmas, so it was really, really nice because I got Super Smash Bros. With it. So,
That's the best game.
Yes, good time.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Charlie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What was your best present, Charlie?
My older brother and I, when I was 7, we got a house.
Like a house?
What?
Like a physical house. We just moved to Indiana, and we were renting where we lived. And my family was, like, looking for houses, and I found this house that I really liked. And we drove by it picking up my older brother, and it was sold. And I burst out into tears.
Aww.
But my parents were like, there's a note on the door. Go check it out. And it was like a note from Santa that said, Merry Christmas, like, here's your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
We, like, ran in. There was this, like, 15-foot Christmas tree and lawn chairs, and that was it. And my parents painted my room and my brother's rooms, and that was, like, the entirety of the house.
That is honestly the coolest Christmas story ever. That is so great.
That's so cute. A very, very similar thing happens in the movie Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so cute.
Hey, thank you for calling in, Charlie. Let's do one more call right here, and you can let us know on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. What's the best present you received? Your favorite? Maybe it could be a house, video game, whatever. Hey, Jamie, what did you get?
I got the Talk Boy that Kevin had in Home Alone 2.
Oh, my God, I wanted one of those, and my parents never got me
yet. What was that?
It's a little recording device where he would, like, talk into it, and it could talk back, or it could change your voice. used it to call the hotel and book it.
Oh my God, yes, we need that for the show.
Yeah, so we can actually disguise callers' voices because our engineering department won't actually buy us something to do that. So we'll have to hook up the talk boy to our little thing. Hey, that is awesome, Jamie. Thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson will return to Saturday Night Live when the season of the show airs in mid-January. The comedian wrote on Instagram he didn't want to be on this earth anymore over the weekend, and sources now say Davidson turned a corner in his mental health problems after an outpouring of support from friends and family. He will be back on SNL when the show picks back up in January after the holiday break. Halsey is firing back at those who slammed her performance on Tuesday's finale of The Voice. Dancer Jay Chenoweth joined Halsey when she belted out Without Me shortly before Chevelle Shepard was revealed to be the winner of season 15. The two wore crop tops and high-waisted short bottoms, and their sensual performance had choreographed embraces as well as tussles. So it was like, that's like a fancy way of saying, I mean, it was like two girls all over each other. Okay. So the performance was slammed on Twitter with a bunch of users saying, you know, that that was inappropriate. It's supposed to be a family show. There are a lot of teens watching, kids watching.
Would they be complaining if it was a guy and a girl?
I don't know. So, well, they had a problem with the outfit she was wearing, too. Like, it was just too revealing and stuff. So Halsey responded to the critics, tweeting, "Very proud of the emotional performance I did with Jay Chenoweth on The Voice tonight. And I'm also very proud to have pissed off the homophobic viewers at home who missed the message."
There we go. That's what I was wondering, if it was that.
So there's that. Texas alum Matthew McConaughey has been named the Minister of Culture for the Longhorns' new basketball arena. The school says the Academy Award winner will help create a fan experience unlike any other. The new basketball arena and entertainment facility is set to open in 2021. And John Legend has a new Christmas album out, but he had to record it in an interesting way.
The most interesting part about recording a Christmas album is you don't usually record it during the Christmas season. So this year, I was in the studio and recording Christmas music in Los Angeles. It was about 100, 110 degrees, but we turned the lights down, hung some Christmas lights up. So we had to find ways to get into the mood for Christmas in the middle of the spring and summer.
I never think about that, but it's true. Like, they release this stuff before Christmas, so they're probably doing it like in the spring and summertime.
Yep, same with like models that do fashion ads and stuff with winter clothing. They're in all that winter stuff in the summer taking those pictures, and then for the summer clothes, they're going outside and freezing their asses off in bikinis and stuff.
You're like, wait, why is she not pale? Oh, wait, okay.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, we are going to share our favorite Christmas songs, and also we want to hear from you too. Let us know what yours are.
But these are not your everyday Christmas songs. These are amazing.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and boy, this will put you in the holiday spirit. I was going through a list, and they were saying, like, these are the top Christmas songs, and in no particular order. I'm sure you've heard of some of these, like White Christmas.
Dreaming of a white Christmas.
Racist, but still a good song. Silent Night's a bop. My grandma gets down to this. She's like, turn it up, turn it up.
All of these like older ones are so slow. Like, I was pulling the audio for the song and I almost fell asleep at the computer because it sounds like a lullaby.
Yeah, it does.
Well, now she has an excuse at least for falling asleep at work.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
These are like all Christmas classics here.
Jack Frost nipping.
I think this song is romantic.
It is. It's good.
It's Nat King Cole. I love him.
Yuletide carols being sung by choir.
The Egyptian finally got his wits about him enough to take me around and look at Christmas lights the other night.
Your boyfriend, okay.
He did a really good job because he took me out to a really nice steak dinner. Then we went back to my apartment, put on our Christmas pajamas, and then he drove me around to look at all the best lights. And we played Christmas music and these songs were on, and I was so close to losing it.
Oh, my God. No. Did you get to see the candy cane or no? This is another big bop right here. Sing it, Michael!
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
You better watch out.
What?
You better not cry.
Why?
You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, man. I, I, I miss that.
A
I
legend.
Just, I love that. Okay, a few more, and then I want us to start. I want you to think right now, everybody, Liv, Alex, and Porkchop. I want you to think about your favorite songs, because I'm going to get to yours in a second. Let's see here. Little Wham. Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart, but the very next day, I like this song whenever Glee redid it.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Glee's entire Christmas album is good.
That show was so good for like the first couple seasons, then it tanked.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And finally, this is probably, I think it's the most successful Christmas song of all time. I don't want a lot for Christmas.
There is just one thing I need. And I. Did you see that Mariah Carey played this song in her car and taught her kids? She took a video of them singing this in the car, and her twins, she taught them how to sing these background vocals like the, and
all right.
I. Yeah.
That's too funny.
So cute. Yeah.
Okay, now I've given you some time to think here on the Joe and Alex show, and let's go around the room. I'll go first. I want to know what everybody's like favorite personal Christmas song is. Now, mine is kind of obscure, and I'm not even Italian, and this song is kind of Italian-leaning. It's called Dominic the Italian Christmas Donkey. It is a bop, kids, even if you're not Italian. One, two, three, four.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La 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 la. La 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 la.
I love that one. Now, Liv, you're bopping along right there, and I imagine you gotta have some Christmas song that you really enjoy.
So. This one wasn't my favorite as a kid, obviously, but this song I can play on repeat all year long.
It's a good one. I do like this.
Justin Bieber, Mistletoe?
Yeah, I was watching the music video, and I get a rage filled in me when I see him in music videos with other girls. Like, still till this day.
Like, I'm going to cut that girl?
Oh, yes, I'm going to beat her.
You're going to end up in a straight jacket at the end of this holiday season.
I think Austin Mahone does the song better, though.
Austin Mahone.
You my homie? Okay. Thanks, bro. Oh, that's a jam right there. So I got to cut it off so soon. I got to get everybody's in here. Porkchop, what's your jam?
I feel like mine's the worst, but it just takes me back to being a kid. I remember being my dad's 1993 Mercury Topaz Midnight Blue with a cassette tape and playing the song with it snowing out.
A cassette tape? You're so old.
What? I had the cassette tapes.
What?
On my fifth birthday, I got an Amy Grant tape.
Yeah.
I think I had that same cassette.
Dude, I'm obsessed with Amy Grant. As a side note, she's one of my favorite artists.
Dude, I had that.
Liv doesn't know who Amy Grant is.
No, yeah. I have no idea who that is.
She's like, I don't know any Amy's.
You don't? Really? You've never? Your parents never had a cassette tape?
Not that
player?
I remember, no.
Wow. Liv, Porkchop, Joe. I know that you have saved the best for last because nobody's Christmas song. You have to play mine the whole way through.
Oh,
because
gosh.
Nobody's. I don't know about that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yes, because my Christmas song is unlike anybody else. It's Krispy Kreme, a.k.a. Froggy Fresh, the Moneymaker Mac, a Christmas song.
What?
Turn it up.
I've never heard this.
Krispy Kreme.
Never?
A Moneymaker Mac. Ready?
This might change your life.
A Christmas song. Yeah, yeah,
First thing on my list, go figure.
It's a brand new John Cena action figure.
Second thing
on my list, guess what? It's a really cute girl with a really cute butt.
Mike said Krispy Kreme,
hold up.
Mom said you're
not allowed to touch a girl's butt until you're grown up.
That's right, I forgot about that rule.
Not allowed to touch butts until I graduate from school.
But that's alright, cause third
at what
on my
point
list
is this a Christmas
brand
song?
New
He's
Jones
talking about what he wants for Christmas.
Now we're moving on to
item number four. It's a brand new John Cena poster for my door.
Check it out, y'all. Item number five is a
brand new John Cena car that I can drive.
Well, I can't really drive it
because
it's too small.
I guess
but I could if I was maybe like this tall. Christmas, come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas.
What do you think, Porkchop?
Come check out my wish list.
I guess it's catchy, but...
Oh, just wait.
I just
just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Item number 6 on my list is on lock.
It's
gotta get that super hot
John Cena lunchbox.
So tough, the thing is made of steel.
No more using brown paper bags for my meals.
Item number 7
is like a bite of heaven. I could probably eat like 10 or 11.
Checked up in my stocking, and guess what I found me?
A brand new box of Betty Crocker fudge brownies.
I wish you could see Alex right now.
Incredible. Oh,
best toy in the whole state.
An item so hot, it could make the snow melt.
It's a brand new to John Cena wrestling belt.
Now I gotta think about
what I
want for grandma.
How about a brand new pair of
John Cena pajamas?
And one more thing I want, even though I already have it,
it's the best CD of all time, Illmatic.
Christmas, Christmas,
Liz says
come check out
CD.
My wish list.
Have I been a good boy?
That's none of your business.
I just want some good toys.
Can I get a witness? Ready?
Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas, Christmas,
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Come check out my wish list. Have I been a good boy? That's none of your business.
I just want some
here
good
we go.
Toys. Can I get a witness? Got all of my homies yelling
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
I told ya, best Christmas song of all time.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Coming up next, we got your dummy of the day. Hey, can I get a McWeed? You ever heard of a McWeed? No, you're about to. Coming up next with your dummy of the day.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
We've talked about fast food, drive-thrus, and drugs before. It's not uncommon where somebody will hand out drugs to the drive-thru, and usually you have to say, like, can I get my French fries extra crispy?
Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Mm. Yeah, well, this is a reversal. This is not somebody peddling drugs from inside of a fast food place. It's actually somebody trying to pay for their food with some drugs. This is going down at a McDonald's in Florida. A customer tried to make a drug deal for food. The worker told police that a man in a Pontiac four-door drove through the drive-thru and tried to exchange a baggie of marijuana for some food. The McDonald's worker refused, and the car drove off. Police got a description of the guy and decided, you know what, why don't we hang out in the area and see if the person comes back?
Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that, but I'm not going to say no if somebody tries to bribe me with some chicken nuggets or some Sephora gift cards.
Honestly, I'm not surprised by this at all. Do you know how many drive-thrus I've been through and, like, the workers are definitely on some drugs?
Oh,
I'm surprised
no.
It didn't work.
No doubt about that. Or, like, you're sitting behind a car late night at maybe, like, Taco Bell or some fast food place, and you're like, that person in front of me is smoking weed right now for sure. They're getting their munchies on. Well, the cops decided to wait, and guess what? Yeah, the guy came back, and he went through the drive-thru and tried it again. He tried it again, and that's when they busted him.
It's the holiday season. You're supposed to be trying to pay it forward. Instead of trying to give it to the drive-thru worker, you should have asked if he could give it to the person behind him.
You know what? That is a great holiday reminder. I think that's right.
The holiday colors are red and green, just not that kind of green.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and man, this is the best part of the show. It's Christmas time.
Woo!
Santa Alex is here in the house. Hey, Santa.
That's right. Alexandra Elizabeth Claus, please.
Oh, my bad, my bad. Sorry about that, Ms. Claus. And it's time for you to dole out some Christmas cheer. What's going down?
All right, so we're going to start with the big, giant Target bags. Those are the least cute wrap, but that's because of what the gift is. Oh. But you guys all open these right now at
oh
the same
God,
time.
Oh, my God. What's in your brick?
I know. I know. Right, they were really hard for me to bring in this morning by myself.
Oh my God. We're live on Instagram. We're live on Instagram.
Oh.
Beer! Beer!
So, Joe and Porkchop each got Yingling beer, and Liv got Smirnoff Ice, and I had no idea what flavor you like, but that looked good to me.
Yes, Hurricane Punch. Wait, I'm dead. I love this.
Hold
so
on,
much.
Hold on. Technically, does that mean you just iced her and she has to do it right now?
Oh, I didn't think about that. I think you have to hand her one individually for the ice.
Do it for the Instagram.
I think it's for if you get handed one individually.
Yeah, I don't think that applies. I don't think that applies. But go ahead, Liv, now that we're on the cameras on you, and open your gifts.
Okay.
And
hold on a second. Hang on.
Oh, you're going to have one right now?
Why not?
Christmas beer.
It's Christmas season.
Okay, so Liv, with you, it doesn't matter. You can pick. Okay.
Hold on Instagram Live, look at Pork Chuck.
I can't open it.
He can't open his beer bottle.
That's embarrassing.
So cheers. Embarrassing. Cheers.
That's
cheers.
The gayest thing about you, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, Liv has a special snack taped to one of her presents. Explain what that is.
It's a Skinny Jimmy bar. It's 8 grams of protein, only 100 calories, and only 2 grams of sugar. Also in super cute packaging. Alex knows me so well.
It's gluten-free. It looked disgusting because it's out of all the good stuff. So I know Liv will like it.
Calories. It's only 90 calories. Yeah. And it's dairy-free.
Probably tastes like dog crap, but
no,
I mean...
it's going to be delicious.
Don't insult dog crap.
All right, I'm opening my first gift.
Okay.
I'm so excited. So this, Alex is so good at...
You're not going to know what this is, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So it's Oribe hair stuff. It is a hairspray, but most importantly, it's the dry texture, dry shampoo hairspray.
This no way.
A full-size bottle of that is $50. It is luxury, amazing dry shampoo / hairspray. It'll change your life. I'm telling you, I live and die by this stuff. It's my favorite beauty product of all time.
That's so nice, Alex.
So you have to try it. And by the way, Oribe, the guy, just died. He just died like last week. Miley Cyrus was all sad. But celebrities live by this dry texture spray, so I want you to try it.
I've heard about it. This is amazing. That's so nice. I feel like a queen
it's
whenever
a travel
she
size.
Gives me gifts.
That's okay. Awesome.
Okay. Now I'm opening up this. This is a smaller one.
Yeah, it looks very flat and small.
We're on Instagram Live at Joe and Alex Show.
Oh my gosh! You got me a pop socket that says girl power.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I'm such a feminist. I love this because my other pop socket was super crappy that I just got for free. Oh my gosh, it says girl power. I love it.
Yay.
It's so cute.
Now this one.
For the feminists and insults.
I don't think you own any of these, so this might be
this
your first one.
This is definitely a book.
Liv does not read. Liv does not read, but I thought you might like this.
I don't own books. That's true. This is my first book. Okay. Oh my gosh, wait. I think I might have an idea. Yes!
Oh my gosh.
It's the astrology of you and me. How to understand and improve every relationship in your life.
Yes.
I absolutely love this. Alex, thank you so much.
You're welcome. That book is insane. It breaks down every single thing about every single sign. It is the craziest, most in-depth astrology thing I've ever seen before. So Joe, you should go next.
I was kind of hoping you were going to get her an alarm clock,
but
be
I want Joe. So Joe opened his beer, and then I want you to open your big square package first.
Okay.
We're on Instagram Live again at Joe and Alex Show. Oh, he's got to drink a swig of his beer first, of course.
We can drink more often, okay? You do an amazing
this is kind
job
of
at wrapping, too.
Well, both of your gifts are funny, but this one is especially
looks
funny.
Looks like a fist. Oh, my God! I've seen this before online, and I've wanted one. It is a stress buster. It's a desktop punching bag.
Oh my God.
This is for when you're stressed out. You can take it out on that instead of us. Plus, Joe's journey. Work out your arms.
Oh, my God. I'm going to set this up immediately. Oh, my God. This is huge. Okay, I'll have to set this thing up. Look at... Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to beat the crap out of this thing like it owes me money.
A little mini punching bag for the studio.
Perfect.
God,
you're welcome.
I love
you,
but... You're
so good at gift giving.
I know, but I love you, but I hate you because, this is so good.
But this is one of my favorite gifts of all. Is what I'm giving you.
I'm feeling it, and I feel like there's bounding. I feel like this is going to be a book.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Instagram Live at Joe Nug Show. I'm giving away my gifts to the show this morning.
We wish you a poopy Christmas. Fudgy the Poopsman classic of Christmas classics made crappy.
It's every Christmas story ever, but told in the style of turds.
Hold on, can I read a little bit?
You might only, for FCC regulations, you might only be able to read two lines, because I looked at them and I was like, oh man, this is intense, but it's really funny.
All right, the night before Poopmas. 'Twas the night before Poopness when all through the loo, not a bowel was stirring, not even one poo. The teepee was hung by the commode with care in hopes that some turdlings would soon be dropped there. This is an amazing book. I will read that one in the commode.
Yay! Okay, right. Pork Chop, it's your turn. I'll take the camera so that I can get you.
You want me to give it to Liv?
Oh, Liv can do it, yeah.
I'll take it.
So, Pork Chop, you have to open the white envelope first.
All right, I will say I already ate the candy cane, which just so happened to be rainbow colored.
It was a rainbow candy cane because Pork Chop is our resident LGBTQ person on the show. So that's a hint of what's in your gift. But this is a mini gift before that gift.
Okay. How's that a hint? What is this?
You get him glitter?
Aw, thank you very much.
It's a gift card to the mall.
A gift card to the mall, thank you.
Yeah, so you can use it at any store or place inside the mall.
Aw, thank you.
So that's not a very fun gift, but this is the fun gift.
Man, you guys hooked me up from Joe yesterday. Let's see, here, I'm going to rip it open.
Yeah, just rip it.
You need to rip it.
So now, when I was a kid and I opened something like this, it was typically clothes. And as a kid, I hated clothes.
Uh-huh.
But now, it's like, oh my gosh, I need clothes.
Yeah.
So if
I
this
might
is
have
clothes,
taped the sides.
You.
I don't remember.
Yeah, you did. What the
I
heck?
Did.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Okay, good. Yeah, your gift receipt is in the top, so don't forget that.
Okay. Is this...
This might be an HR violation, so I'm nervous. Please don't get mad.
Oh, my
gosh. Oh, my gosh. She got me boxers that will probably hopefully fit. And... They are rainbow colored.
That's right. I got him underwear. We made him run around outside his underwear this week, and he said he has no new underwear. He's wearing old underwear.
I love it. It's like Pride underwear. It's
yes,
perfect.
It's rainbow.
I've actually never owned anything Pride, anything like this. So
you'll have to take a picture of yourself in your underwear and put it on our Instagram tonight.
Hey, they're perfect. I love boxer briefs.
I don't know if those will fit or not because I don't know what size I guessed, but you have a gift receipt so that you can take those back. They're from Urban Outfitters, in case anyone watching is wondering.
Adam Sorrell on Instagram Live said you guys are amazing. Well, Adam, you're amazing too.
Oh, Adam, aww. Merry Christmas. So,
and
yeah.
Liv said, Alex, you're killing it with these gifts.
Thank you.
Giving is definitely your love language.
It is my love language. You knew it. Yes, I'm tied for giving and receiving gifts and words of affirmation.
And this beer right here is a hit because this is America's oldest brewery and it's only available in 23 states.
There you go. Enjoy. Merry Christmas.
Yay.
I love you guys.
We love you too. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Cheers, cry. Joe.
Cheers. Oh, here
Where's
go.
Your beer?
Here it goes.
9 a.m. beer, 8 a.m.
Lenny says chug.
Okay.
Chug.
No, I'm chugging. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, Joe is.
Joe is for
Joe's
sure chugging. Instagram Live at Joe and Alex Show. Wow.
No.
Wow.
I'm going to enjoy my beer.
House of Jade Boutique said, Liv, you have to ice everyone. Dude. Literally, I'm going to go home and wrap all of these and just ice everyone
you
I know.
You should do that. Put them in all of their stockings.
That's a true Merry Christmas right there.
Coming up next in the garbage, we finally know who will be performing with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl. And a huge announcement for this TV host was made last night. Porkchop is literally sitting here in his underwear. Literally sitting here in his underwear. I got him for Christmas.
Are you okay? Do you feel comfortable? I want to make sure you feel comfortable, Liv.
I feel comfortable. I just think it's hilarious.
How's it going over there, Porkchop?
I'm sitting here in my rainbow boxers. I don't know.
Is it cold in here?
They're boxer briefs. They're tight.
I mean, if
they're tight, do they kind of like, are they complimentary or?
It was more than what I was expecting to see.
Here,
let's
take your,
smaller? Wow, okay.
Shirt and your jacket off real quick, and then I'm going to take a picture of you and them, and we'll put it on Instagram right now, at Joe and Alex Show.
Just in your white t-shirt?
Yeah, just in your white t-shirt.
And your boxers.
Yeah, how should we have him pose?
Pose in my white
hands
tee.
Hands on his hips?
Hands, or I think like one against the wall.
Seductive?
It's like super...
Like come like, hither super, with your finger.
You know,
he wants to say super gay. Yeah, that's the point.
Well, then, I don't know. You figure out your pose.
All right, hurry up. Hurry up. Let me get the picture.
We can take the picture off
no,
the air.
No, we're taking it now.
Taking it right
take
now.
Your jacket off.
Liv, stop looking.
Take your headphones off. Oh,
she is kind of being a pecker checker right
Stand
now.
Stand over here against the wall in front of the Radio Now logo, and I'll take it.
Take your headphones off.
And take your shirt off, too. We
no,
want to
I'm
get
not
the...
taking my shirt off.
Man. Getting all aggressive here.
You could just see what he just did right now. Put the Darth Vader mask on.
Yeah. Here, you can keep your hand in front of your in front of your ding-a-ling if you want.
Yeah, I think that's probably better.
Go over here.
You don't have to put on the dirt.
No, I think so.
I just got a peek. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
So we have a Darth Vader mask in the studio. Don't ask us why. Radio just has different weird stuff in
it's
that.
It's Halloween or
and
too lazy.
Yeah, he's trying to use it to cover
so
up his
weird.
Little pecker.
I'm not an underwear model. I don't know.
Pose.
You know, act like you're modeling
do this,
your Calvins.
Do this.
And kind of give like a nice, like a give a wink or like.
Oh my God.
Liv, this
is so awkward. Oh my God.
Yeah!
That you know what Porkchop is now doing his Instagram pose that he does like
nice.
his pouty selfie
he
face.
He looks like an Instagram model modeling off some underwear. Go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to see the pictures.
Oh God,
so
put your pants on. The people that are on the AM church station just walk by. Oh God, we're all going to hell. Hey, have yourself a wonderful Christmas. happy holidays. Make sure you have a wonderful New Year's too. Be safe. Be fun. I love you guys so much. I know we all bicker and bitch, but we do love each other here on the Joe and Alex Show, and we love you for listening. Thank you so much for, I don't know, helping us feed our families and have fun while we get to do that. It's pretty cool. Yeah. So check out anything that you ever miss at joeandalexshow.com. Also, subscribe to the Joe and Alex Show. Search for the Joe and Alex Show on any podcasting forum. We're pretty much on there. And yeah, I mean, keep up with us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. We'll probably post some stuff as we go through there. So you guys have yourself a wonderful holiday. Liv's going to be gone for about a month or two because she's going on a vacation
no,
or something.
No, I'm going to be gone for like 3 weeks.
God, that's a long time. All right, cool. Everybody, let's get out of here. Let's go celebrate with our friends and family and enjoy the holiday season. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.